for over 30 years. If you are self-motivated, dependable, and a great communicator, they want you today.
The holidays will soon be here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, many families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Capital Pawn are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Capital Pawn. We're putting our money on you. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Capital Pawn.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar may be in big trouble over a video he posted online. The House will vote tomorrow on a resolution that would censure Gosar and remove him from a committee. That for tweeting an animated video that depicted him striking New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with a sword. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, the jury continues deliberations in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. Prosecutors say Rittenhouse provoked a confrontation, while the defense say the 18-year-old feared for his life and acted in self-defense. Americans sharply boosting their spending last month, pushing the retail sales and giving the economy a lift. Much of that gain reflected shoppers paying higher prices. This is SRN News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
Are you facing yet another holiday season alone? When was the last time you met someone you were really excited about? Hi, I'm Jackie Dorman. If you're looking for the answers to these questions, I've got a solution. I'm personally inviting you to join me and thousands of women just like you to my free Married in 12 Months challenge that's happening now at lovestories.com. Just sign up for my free Married in 12 Months challenge at lovestories.com. That's lovestories.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only are our days getting warmer, our nights are not nearly as cold as they have been. For tonight, clear skies, overnight low temperatures, still chilly, upper 40s. Tomorrow, more sunshine. A very warm day for November with a high in the upper 70s. Thursday, still warm, high temperature up to about 76. Risk of a few spotty showers as a front moves through. Then breezy and cooler on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Now for another item with a tropical flavor.
It's electric!
It's fantastic!
Tell it like it is, baby.
It's like nothing I've seen on the internet.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Don't look at the...
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed during the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. All materials presented by that ruggedly handsome David Ernest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with
the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hello.
Creature, you only made 3 or 4 movies and then you hung it up.
That's right, man. You know, I got tired of that Hollywood lifestyle, you know?
But it seems you did pretty well money-wise.
Yeah, man. You know, I made a big roll of dough and I took it to my friend David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
That's him, man, you know, and he took really good care of me.
I see.
And, you know, anybody can call David Ernest. Just grab your phone and dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So David Ernest takes care of your money. What are you doing these days?
Oh, well, after I got out of the motion picture business, I went to seminary.
Seminary?
That's right, man.
So now you're...
That's right, man. I'm the preacher from the Black Lagoon.
Call David Ernest today, and someone get my agent on the phone.
Said I need a caretaker, so God made a nurse. God said I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, make rounds, work all day in the clinic, make rounds again, eat supper, and then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a nurse. God said I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn preemie and watch it strive, then dry her eyes and say, "You're gonna make it." I need somebody who can shape a splint from a piece of shrapnel, brace a neck after a car crash, who can bring back life from loss, providing deep breaths while preventing death. And through implanting time and influenza season, we'll finish her 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, then pain in from gurney back, put in another 72 hours. So God made a nurse. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear blockages and lift patients, yet gentle enough to soothe babies. Assist the elderly by tending to their every need, who will stop her duties for an hour to console the loss of a loved one. So God made a nurse. It had to be somebody who'd studied hard and not cut corners, somebody to read, lead, feed, bleed, and shake and whisk and poke and prod and tie the gowns and clean the pans, somebody who'd hold a family together with the soft, strong bonds of caring, who would laugh and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when her daughter says she wants to spend her life doing what mom does. So God made a nurse.
Secret studio, where we put nurses on a pedestal, just like your portfolio. Why? Well, because they're important, that's why. And here's the part where I tell you that David Ernest is proud to bring you the Health and Wealth Show. You can call David Ernest right now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And in just a moment, David is going to introduce someone who's going to tell us all about nurses. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this special edition of the Health and Wealth Show.
And there he is, David Ernest. And caught me not looking here. My headphones are slowly dying.
Yes.
I think they're on their last.
Untangle episode. Your mess there.
And so I have retrieved some spares here that we got in the studio. And oh, that's so much better.
Can you hear us, Rusty?
I can hear you and I can see you, sort of.
All right.
But that's on my, that's my problem.
Tonight, we're talking about the white coat.
Yes.
And we have our guest tonight, the department head for medical and clinical laboratory science, Dr. Kyle Taylor. Thank you, Kyle. I've known you for years. Thank you for coming on my show.
Well, you're welcome, David. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to know that we have folks in the medical profession in Montgomery, Alabama, that are doing so well professionally. And I'm so glad to be part of that and to support that. And it's been going on for years and years. You know, you and I go way back, Kyle, back to the Jackson Hospital days.
I think we go back to about 1993, 1994, somewhere in that area.
Yeah. And when I met you, I just thought you were a kid.
But that, I'm a kid.
Okay. So anyway, you know, and we participated in a ceremony the other day, the white coat ceremony. And I was reading a little bit about it. Of course, I heard the speeches and this and all these preludes and stuff of the white coat ceremony. But essentially, the white coat ceremony is the shortcut. Short coat and the long coat. Is that, do you guys do the short and the long coat?
No, we just use the long coat because I think if you're talking about the short coats, those are the physician wannabes. And and when you become a long coat, you're an actual physician after you're trained.
Yeah, so, but you guys are clinical laboratory scientists, which physicians completely lie upon to make their diagnosis. In other words, you're the ones that are telling them most of the time what's wrong if there is something wrong.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, David, because 70% of clinical data for diagnosis comes from the clinical laboratory. So my graduates actually provide physicians with information to help with management of disease and diagnosis.
That's a wonderful thing. You know, a lot of folks don't know what's going on behind the scenes with clinical diagnosis in hospitals. You know, there is the medical history, but there's also the test and things that have to be run, whether it's on blood or on, you know, specimens of the body. And also x-rays, MRIs, all these things are things that are important to find out what's wrong or what's going on that's right. So I know that there's a lot of things that have changed since I left that industry, or should I say that profession. But there's a lot of things that stay the same. But if you go back, there's a long history to the clinical lab science field. We've seen it change a lot over time. One of them is regulatory. Regulatory things are getting completely different than they were back in the good old days. And some states have different regulations. Does the state of Alabama have a regulation yet, or they've not done one?
Well, if you're talking about regulation for laboratory tests, they regulate how much you can charge patients for certain tests. Mm-hmm. But as far as state requirements for clinical laboratories, you know, most hospitals require their graduates to be board certified medical laboratory scientists. That is a regulation by the hospital and Joint Commission, I think.
Yeah. So the things have changed a lot down through time. And the reason why folks, you want these regulations is you don't want someone trying to do a test that doesn't have the background on, you know, whether it's correct or the quality control. It's still quality control is one of the things that's very important, I think, still, Kyle. They're still real big into that, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Today, I was talking to my students about quality control and quality assurance, making sure that the results that you're putting out are precise and accurate. So, yeah, it's still really big.
Yes. And one of the things that we've seen lately, I've been hearing, and you, I noticed you had a large class that was graduating. You probably have about 15 or 20 graduating per year now. Is that about right?
Well, you know, when I took over in 2008 as, you know, the director and department head for medical and clinical laboratory sciences, we were averaging about 12 or 13 students. Over the years, last 2 years, we have 25 in our current class. So, yeah, we're busting at the seams, and we're really fortunate because we desperately need graduates from our field, because there are a lot of people retiring. We just need people to fill those positions.
Yeah, and it's an honorable profession because you're going to have a lot of background in chemistry and biology and anatomy sometimes, but mostly the clinical lab itself is. Do they do this now? Is a one plus a 3+1, or is it a 2+2 program now? Meaning,
that's a great question, right there, David. So. We have a traditional 2+2 where if you come into AUL.
Recording in progress.
Never mind.
I just got a warning in progress.
It's a recording in progress.
So we have a traditional 2+2. So if you come into AUM as a freshman, you'll take your first 2 years getting your prerequisite courses, your Englishes, your histories, and your chemistries. And then your last 2 years are in a professional phase of our program where you're learning to be a medical laboratory scientist.
Yeah, let me just make a recap here. Since we were not recording earlier, essentially we're talking to Dr. Kyle Taylor, who is over the department. He's department head for medical and clinical laboratory science at Auburn University of Montgomery. And we're talking about clinical laboratory scientists, the folks that do the test for hospitals and the laboratories and the blood work and stuff. So we were talking about the educational purposes of these, the ways that they can go through the schools and get the degrees. Back in the old days, they had a lot of 3+1 programs. And I think that's what I went through was a 3+1. But then they started to get into more of a 2+2, which, in other words, 2 years of classroom work and two years of clinical work in the field. So now what they're graduating with is a Bachelor of Science degree still, correct?
In medical laboratory science, correct.
In medical laboratory science. So the degree does not say clinical laboratory science. It says medical laboratory science. Is that correct?
It doesn't really matter. At AUM, it's medical laboratory science, but there's been a lot of confusion and misnomers of using clinical laboratory science or medical laboratory science, but we at AUM use medical laboratory science.
Yeah, so they're both the same thing. It's just duplication or a different way of saying something, but essentially, these folks are the ones that run the test and support the physicians in their diagnosis of what's wrong. For example, you know, someone comes into the emergency room and they've got something going on. One of the first things they do is draw blood and send it to the laboratory stat. Stat means it needs turned around quick. They're still using the stat in the emergency rooms and places like that still, I guess, aren't they?
Absolutely. Anything that comes from the emergency room is considered a stat specimen. So it's a priority for us to run that on the instrument first.
Right. So when they get these, when they get the blood work, the first thing they do is chemistries and the CBCs. CBCs are always ordered, I would assume. I don't think there's any way that they wouldn't order one of those. And then they can make a diagnosis of so whether they need to go further with it. And then more work, maybe some more detailed laboratory testing over the next few days to try to diagnose the problem. So in your school in the classroom work, do you have these instruments that they use in the hospitals that you let the students use in the laboratories at AUM now?
So in our hematology laboratory, we have a CBC analyzer where our students can actually learn how to put a specimen on the instrument, run quality control, calibrate it, and actually give out actual patient data. So they get to see a hemoglobin, a hematocrit, a white cell count, a red cell count. So they can see all that. In our chemistry, you know, we can't afford to have a big $200,000 chemistry analyzer, so we have to do things basic manually. So we have a spectrophotometer that all chemistry analyzers have. So they get to work with a manual type test.
Well, that's the basics, and you know, that's me being an old basic guy. You know, they need to know the basics, because when they get into the clinical lab, they'll be able to have more automation. But if you don't know how to go back to the manual part, you don't know how to run this stuff. So this is the, you're teaching them from the ground up. That's what it sounds like to me. You're doing a great job. Obviously, these hospitals are hungry for the for these type of professionals. I've noticed lately that there's a huge demand for all medical personnel, but especially, you know, lately, more unusual demand for clinical lab scientists or medical technologists than normal. I've heard that it's pretty much off the charts. Is this what's going on now, Dr. Taylor?
Absolutely. I'll give you a perfect example. I just got an email from the VA hospital here in Montgomery. They're wanting to give scholarships to a senior for their very last year, 100% scholarship to pay for their tuition. Plus, it gets even better, David. They're going to get an $1,100 a month stipend for 12 months.
You're kidding.
So that tells you that the demand is out there. I mean, I get calls all the time to fill vacant positions.
So what you're telling me is that they pay your schooling to some extent, and they pay you a stipend. That's like the good old days of the 60s and 70s when the government was doing it, and then they quit doing that until just obviously recently. I guess this is something new.
Well, it is. It's November 9th is when I got the email, so
that's amazing.
It's fresh off the press.
Well, I would guess some of you folks out there listening to this radio show are going to, you know, what in the world are they talking about? And I guess, you know, I can understand that. But if you know someone who wants to go to school and become a professional, be a scientist, their title will be scientist, clinical laboratory scientist. They will be doing, they're qualified to do hospital work or clinical work or research work, all kinds of things. They're going to learn how to do everything in a laboratory. They're going to be certified. They're going to have degrees. They can go all the way up to PhDs, which is what Dr. Kyle Taylor is. He's going all the way up. And essentially, there's a lot of opportunity here. But I think what Dr. Taylor is trying to tell everyone is that this is a huge opportunity. So if you know anyone out there who's thinking about where they're going to go, where do they want to place themselves as a profession, this is a very honorable profession, because it is directly a right arm of the physician. The physician would be completely lost without these services. They wouldn't. It would go back to the archaic days of having, you know, no way of knowing which way to go other than just looking at someone or feeling around. So this has brought us from the old days of prehistoric, you know, kind of things up to the modern times, and it's just a wonderful thing. So would you like to give a contact number, Dr. Taylor, in case someone wanted to call you about this opportunity?
Absolutely. I'd also like to make a note that we are the only undergraduate medical laboratory science program in the state of Alabama. So if you'd like to get in touch with me, my email address is Jay Taylor, so that's JTAYLOR at AUM.edu. My contact number is 334-244-3606. Any questions, please reach out to me.
Of course, if someone forgets the phone number, they can always call the AUM operator and ask them for the laboratory or clinical laboratory division, and they can get through to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So at this point in time, when do the students begin? In other words, when would you be getting enrollees, applications? How's that process work, and when will it be? We got about 4 minutes to fill this in before we go to break. So if you can briefly run that down.
So our application process opens in March of each year, and it's It goes through June 15th. And so we accept one cohort a year, and that's for the fall of each year. So if you meet all the prerequisites and you want to fill out an application, submit it to me. And what we'll do is we'll reach out for an interview and ask you some questions to get to know you just a little bit better.
And if you forget how to get a hold of Dr. Taylor, all you got to do is call me and I'll show you how to get a hold of Dr. Taylor, because I'm a good friend of him. And that always helps to have a good friend in this business, because you never know when you might need something in this profession, and you know, information and stuff like that. But I'm a proud supporter of this program, and I think it's great. I think all the hospitals support this program in this vicinity. How many hospitals are you sending these students to? Certain hospitals, what hospitals are you sending them to right now for their clinical training?
So I'll mention some here locally. We send them to Jackson Hospital, Baptist Hospital South, Baptist Hospital East, the VA here in Montgomery as well, East Alabama Medical Center in Opelika, Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. We send them to Huntsville Hospital, Grandview Hospital in Birmingham, Brookwood Hospital in Birmingham, Dothan, Flowers Hospital, and Southeast Health. So we send students just about everywhere and anywhere across the state. And if we can reach out across state lines, we'll do that too as well.
Amazing. Well, you know, so we got about 2 minutes left. 2 minutes. If you'll close this out, Dr. Taylor, just, you know, whatever you want to say before we go to break.
I'd like to say some kind words about Earnest Financial. Earnest Financial has been a strong supporter of the White Coat Ceremony. I really appreciate that. We've invited David to come and speak to our graduates to give them some financial advice. And I think it's been really successful for our students to hear that. So thank you, David. We really appreciate that from AUM. And as a personal friend, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
If you're interested in medical laboratory science, please reach out to me. We are in almost a crisis for graduates to fill vacant positions. If you want a job, all you do is complete our program and you're going to get a job. So,
and the pay is good.
And the pay is really good.
Yeah, good. And you might be lucky and not have to work nights and weekends, but probably not in the beginning, but...
Not in the beginning. It's usually second shift or third shift.
That's right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate you coming on our radio show, and looking forward to many more visits with you. We'd love to have you back, and we'll progress with this so that we can communicate more, and maybe someone would be interested in this and would like to call in, ask questions anytime. I mean, I know about this profession. I was in it. So I know about this profession, and that's one of the reasons why I love supporting it, because it's a wonderful profession, and it will get you where you want to go if you want to be in the medical profession. So thank you, Dr. Taylor, very much. Thank you so much for being on the radio show, and look forward to seeing you more frequently later.
Absolutely. Anytime you need me to come on, just ask.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
I did not realize the doctor was going to be leaving us so soon. So he's...
It's just going to be you and I the rest of the show.
You think we can handle it? Because he sounded like he knew... I never sound like I know what I'm talking about, but you guys were all... You know
what you're talking about.
Y'all were all...
The thing about it is, there's a lot to the medical and science professions. There's a lot of stuff. And this is one of the professions that is fantastic. Without it, we would be living in a stone age. Without it, the doctors wouldn't be able to help you hardly at all. I mean, we'd go back to the gunsmoke docks. Where Kitty had to teleport.
Yeah, rub some of those leaves on his wound and I'll chant at the stars. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But We're going to have him on again. I'm looking forward to that. And right now, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show coming up. Don't you go, no thanks. Stay right where you are.
David Ernest will return with more of the award-winning Health and Wealth Show after these important messages here on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with a mime.
Hello!
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the mime seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
Duties for an hour to console the loss of a loved one.
So God made a nurse. It had to be somebody who'd studied hard and not cut corners. Somebody to read, lead, feed, bleed, and shake, and whisk, and poke, and prod, and tie the gowns, and clean the pans. Somebody who'd hold a family together with the soft, strong bonds of caring. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when her daughter says she wants to spend her life doing what mom does. So God made a nurse.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. And nurses, it's all about you tonight. I understand David has quite a few clients that are nurses. So nurses know what's good for you, and they know what's good for them, too. Call David Ernest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Now let's get back to the show. Here he is, best-selling author and Alabama's most beloved asset preservationist. It's David Ernest.
There he is. Zooming.
Thank you. Thank you.
So how's it going?
Yes, we just got through with a little bit of talk with Dr. Kyle Taylor, who's in charge of the clinical laboratory department at Auburn University of Montgomery. You know, in the hospitals, you have all kinds of auxiliary personnel or people besides nurses. So the nurses are a big part. The physicians obviously are a big part. But hospitals would not run without everyone. The nurses are very important. Yes, I do have a lot of nurses that are clients, but I also have a lot of clinical laboratory scientists that are clients. I have physicians that are clients. You know, back in the day when I was working in a clinical lab, the last 13 years that I worked there, I was working like firemen. I was putting, one day on and two off, I think.
I think that's right.
Something like that. But we were working 7 days on and 7 days off. Hmm. What do you do with 7 days off? We created businesses, several kind of businesses, and I fell in love with this business. And, of course, continued to do what I did or what I, you know, with naturally the people that I knew better, the ones that had been working in the hospital that I had known, hospitals. So if you ever go to my website, you'll see a lot of nurses, a lot of people in laboratories, radiology, different kinds of departments, pharmacy. It takes all departments to run a hospital or to help a physician get the diagnosis and then to maintain the treatment. Mm-hmm. This is group effort, guys, and that's what's happening right now. We have a horrible thing that's going on in this country. Those Chinese have unleashed hell on us. But yet, and then people say, well, wait a minute, you're talking some crazy stuff. Well, no. No, they've already pretty well determined that this came from China. Mm-hmm. But how did it get here? Well, did they open the door and let it out? I mean, in one of their laboratories? Listen, one of the things we're talking about clinical laboratories here is this. Like Dr. Taylor's clinical laboratory is run tight, very tight, strict quality control. Who knows what was going on in China? We don't know. Of course, it was a different kind of labs. They were working with viruses. Their virology labs, those have different categories than hospital laboratories. But yet, they have quality control, and they should have maintained what could have gotten out. I don't accept the answer of the wet market and somebody biting the head of a bat off like some rock star.
I see.
But anyway, it's very important that we have these folks working in these hospitals. This is their profession. They're proud of it. They've gone to school for years to learn this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's really needed. Why? Because we get sick and we need help when we get sick. Right now, we're fighting, viruses. We're fighting bacteria infections, older age, chronological problems that come on, et cetera, et cetera. All kinds of things happen to the human body as we go down through time. It is expensive. It's very expensive to maintain a population, especially as it's aging. It's very expensive to maintain a retirement plan, especially as a country is aging. One of the biggest culprits we have here in an aging population is, what if the stock market drops drastically right before you were supposed to retire? Mm-hmm. Or during the middle of the retirement?
That's not good.
That's worse than getting sick. There's an old saying, the only thing worse than dying is outliving your money. You know, it's bad enough to get sick, but we got folks in hospitals that can help you. We got physicians, we got clinical laboratory scientists, we got nurses, we've got radiologists, we got, you know, all kinds of technologists and technicians and folks working in these labs and in the hospitals. But, you know, who's working to maintain your retirement? One of the defects we have in this nation, I do believe, is the fact that we're listening to Elizabeth Warren. You know, Elizabeth Warren wants everything to become more, you know, controlled by her control, which means it's out of control. We've talked a little bit about quality control. Mm-hmm. What we have in our retirement plans is quality control that is so tight that if anything happens to that stock market or the economy, you will be taken care of and you will not lose your assets. It's very important that your assets stay intact. It's very important that you live long as you can to your family and to yourself. But if you run out of assets, it's going to get you upset and your family upset because you have lost your assets.
Exactly.
You know, so you've got to take care of yourself. You got to go see your physician. You got to get your laboratory test. You've got to get your whatever the orders that they, you know, whatever they want to test to make sure you're well. But you also, as you age, need to make sure that there are strong programs holding your retirement together. I mean, how many folks have seen the market drop just in the last 2 years, 30 to 40 to 50%? And, it, you know, history speaks clearly that if the market drops right now and goes back to the normal that it's supposed to be right now, it could be a 50 to 90% drop. People say, wait a minute, you are crazy, David. That's not going to happen. I didn't say it was going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. Only the good Lord knows what's going to happen. But good Lord, would you want to lose 50 to 90% of your money if it was a potential and you're 60 years old or 55 or 70? You know, that's the problem. You say, well, David, I can't go to the bank and make any money. I understand. Interest rates are low. But don't you know, there's a place to go. There's a place to go to get more interest and not lose the money. Where are those places, Rusty? Where can you go?
Well, wherever your telephone is, go there. Go there right now. Get your telephone and call David Earnest. He's got two numbers. You need to write these down or have your stenographer take them down. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call him up and leave all your information, phone number, address. Don't leave anything you wouldn't want, you know, something personal like Social Security number. That'd be kind of crazy. You wouldn't want to do that. But anyhow, leave those numbers. You'll get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah. You might even get a call from asset preservationist and best-selling author David Earnest. He might even call you back himself. Set up that no-obligation consultation. Sit down, talk with him, and come up with a plan. He is the man. He's the money man with the money plan. Call David Earnest today.
Thank you, Rusty. You know, people say, why do you get so, you know, emotional about this? Because I know what could happen. I've been through it several times. Mm-hmm. Back in the past, we saw the markets do some weird things. And if you had been retiring during those 5 or 10 years, you'd been out of luck because you would have been trying to pull money out in a downtime. you know, it's a well-known fact that years ago, the people in the markets, the stock market said, don't pull out more than 6%. You'll probably never run out of money. Then it hit. They did could potentially run out of money. So they changed it. They said, don't pull out more than 4%, and you'll probably not run out of money. And then some disaster hit, and people would have and did run out of money. And then they changed it again. And the last I heard, it was a little over 2%, like 2.3%. Well, let's just do a little analogy here. You got $1 million in the stock market, and you can't pull out more than $23,000 a year to statistically, not guarantee, but statistically, you may never run out of money. I don't want statistically that I might not run out of money. And I don't want to pull 2.3% out of $1 million and potentially go to zero before I die. Why? Because these clinical lab scientists, these physicians, and these nurses kept me alive. What's the use? No. What I want to do is I want to go somewhere where I won't lose my assets. I want to go somewhere that if they keep my health going, they keep my wealth going. How can you do that? Well, the name of this show is Health and Wealth.
Yeah.
And they go hand in hand. And if you lose one, you lose the whole plan. The plan is living a long, healthy life and not running out of money. Now, how can you do that? Well, the only way you can do that from my perspective and from what I can see is a guaranteed retirement plan. Guaranteed that if the stock market goes up, you make more money than you would. Guaranteed if the stock market goes down, you won't lose any money that you've had and it's already built up to. And then if you live too long, it'll never run out of money because it has guaranteed annuitizations and guaranteed pensions built into it if you need them. Guaranteed that you could never lose your assets. Guaranteed that your family would never lose what you've worked so hard for. Guaranteed that if Biden wants to steal your wealth, he has to wait because we operate in stealth mode. We don't pull it out there and say, here it is, Biden, because this stuff's tax-deferred and tax-free. We have tax-deferred and tax-free retirements. Tax-free is obviously better, but tax-deferred is better than Biden sticking his stinking nose in there in your bank account, like he's going to get in your bank account and say, well, hey, I want some of this because you made some money and you moved more than $10,000 around in a year. They want to get in there and get some of it. Well, guess what? This stuff's tax deferred and tax free. They might look at it, but they can't get it because it's illegally if they get it. It's illegal for them to take that money when it's tax deferred and tax free inside these retirement plans. It's also guaranteed by insurance companies if you're using these FIAs, fixed indexed annuities. There's good, bad, ugly of those, just like there's good, bad, ugly of stocks. And then there's these gigantic bonuses that we can give you. They're huge sometimes. So overall, your returns can be magnificent. But here's the thing. Returns are a good thing. Being healthy is a good thing. But if you die, it doesn't matter how healthy they kept you up to that point in time. And if the market crashes, it doesn't matter how much money you had before it crashed.
Right.
You get the picture? The picture is broken. You have no way to survive if the whole thing goes down the drain. And that's what I'm trying to do. The name of this game is maintaining what you have, maintaining your lifestyle. We have to let the physicians take care of your health. But we will most certainly take care of your wealth and make sure it don't go down the drain. If your health holds up, so will your wealth. And you can live a long time and enjoy your reward of hard work. And yes, we're going to fight Biden and Elizabeth Warren and all the rest of those radicals that want to get their grimy hands on your booty. Not, yes, we will.
Not my booty.
And we won't be snooty about it.
Yeah. Be Rudy, you know, Rudy
Tootie. They're not going to get your booty.
Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity.
We have weapons.
Well, I just saw something. I think this is something that's going to turn into a nefarious plot, because you know they're wanting our money,
And they're mm-hmm. saying taxes aren't going up, but the things they've done have made other things go up. And that's sort of an indirect tax, I guess.
Yes.
But a Republican senator has come out, and they are pushing to legalize cannabis all across the United States.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't promote the use. I've been around it. I've never used it. But mm-hmm. it grows out of the ground. I mean, you know, it's something that's out there. It ain't like it's something somebody made up. But what they're going to do is they are going to legalize this marijuana. And mm-hmm. people are going to be just falling, you know, so-and-so over teacup to get to it. They are going to tax the stew out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And your taxes will go up. This will be $8 gas, but you won't care. As long as you got some Cheetos at the house, you'll be all right.
Okay, that's another story. But, you know, CBD and all that other stuff, you know, there's evidence that it's good for you if you use, just like there's evidence that if you drink a beer or two every day or two, mm-hmm. maybe your kidneys work better.
But
if you drink 10 beers a day, you're probably going to have an alcoholic problem.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Everything in moderation, mm-hmm. you know, and that includes medicine.
Yeah,
there's medicines you can take.
That's what they're talking about, though. This is for recreational use.
Yeah,
so that's where the problem is going to come.
But it's like people deal with the stock market. It's a recreation to them. That's okay if you're not using all your money.
Uh-huh.
I'm not against anybody using stock market, especially if they're young. But as you're older, it's fine, especially if you got a lot of money. But if you're putting everything you got in there,
uh-huh.
or a lot of what you got in there, you know, that's like going out and hang gliding every day and hope that thing works every day and you get into a bad storm and things could go wrong.
Yeah, you don't want to be like that guy who decided, well, I got enough money to last the rest of my life if I don't buy nothing. As long as he don't spend any money, he's got enough to last for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, why have wealth, why have money if you can't use it? That's another thing. People, uh-huh. some people go too far one way or the other. The average life expectancy of a lottery winning or of an inheritance is 2 years or less.
I know.
So obviously, people don't do the right thing.
I can't imagine.
But if they work real hard for it, they don't spend it 2 years. I guarantee you, they spend it. They usually leave money.
Well,
but if you've got one of these annuities, I could actually let you spend all your money in the last day that you. When you die, it's the last dollar you spent.
Well, the first thing you do after you win the lottery, if you win $10, $12, $20 million, I don't know if it'd be smarter to take the lump sum or over a period of years because you get eat up with taxes. But you don't go to the realtor to buy a new house. You mm-hmm. don't go down there and pick out the fanciest car you can find. Mm-hmm. You need to go see David Ernest. First thing, lottery winners, go see David Ernest. You have to call him up mm-hmm. first to get yourself an appointment. It's 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call him up. Set up that no-obligation consultation. They'll get all spiffed up for you to come by there. Or you could do it on the Zoom or online, whichever you want to do. On the phone, I guess. And find out what you need to do. Get yourself a plan. Put your lottery money away, and then, you know, later on in your golden years, you'll have some money, and you won't be done frittered it away. I don't know what that means, if that means you spend it on fritters. I mean, I like fritters, but not $12 million worth. Call David Ernest today. I wish I had me a fritter. I don't.
Well, you know, it's just common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You get sick, you go to the hospital.
Right.
Go to the hospital and the doctor says, I need to know what's wrong with you. So he orders tests, or she orders tests, and they run it. They send it to the clinical lab, which Dr. Taylor, you know, teaches these folks to do. So the clinical lab comes up with these tests and they send it back and they say, you need to adjust something, adjust some medicine or give them some antibiotics or whatever. Well, in our business, it's the same way, but it's your wealth that we're dealing with. We test you. We have suitability tests. You say, what in the world is that? Come see me. I'll show you.
There you
suitability
go.
Suitability is something that's very important in this business because it's a regulation. It's like quality control is in the clinical lab. Suitability is a quality control. We do it for you. We try to find out exactly, and we asked a lot of questions.
Yeah.
It's like a doctor would take a diagnosis. We don't charge you anything for it. That's a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's free. No co-pays or anything like free. That. So, you know, that's the difference. But you get this information after we talk to you for a while mm-hmm. about what is the remedy, what is the diagnosis, so to speak, and then what is the medicine to keep your wealth, not your health so much, but your wealth well. You know, your health needs to stay well, but your wealth needs to stay well. You don't need to drop it down in a deep well because you may never get it out.
No.
Well, the abyss of the stock market crash.
There you go. Don't drop your money in a well unless you're making a wish.
And that's a really deep subject.
It really is.
The well of your investment.
There you go. So don't drop your money in a well. Go see David Ernest if you won the lottery. And you call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call him today. You will be so proud of yourself, and you'll be so glad that you listened to us and decided to take our advice and call the man, the money man with the money plan. And I think we have just about used up another hour of perfectly good radio time.
And I want to thank Dr. Kyle Taylor for coming on and talking about clinical lab science mm-hmm. and how important it is. If anyone has any questions whatsoever about that, well, you've got some grandchildren, or maybe yourself, you can call me at this number here, 279-7431 or 205-479-0839. If you don't remember Dr. Kyle Taylor's number, and I can direct you to him.
There you go.
The thing is, not just protecting wealth, someone's got to protect your health. It's a team effort.
Yes, it is.
Give us a call.
And, you know, we talked about nurses a little bit. You know, they're the angels that take care of us, you know?
No doubt about it.
When we're sick and in the hospital, I got nothing but respect for them. My sister-in-law is a nurse. My niece is a nurse. I think we've got several others running around that are nurses. But, you know, when you look at that nurse, just think that, well, you know, heaven must be missing an angel that done fell to earth to take care of us. It's Tavares. See how I just kind of turned that around in there?
Yeah, you did.
There you go. So we'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show. Remember, call David Ernest, 334-279-7431. Uh-oh, won't get this one. Yeah, I will. 205-479-0839. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show. You know, I still could talk some more, but I'm not going to push it. You know, I might mess up and not get right at the point there.